Genesis 18, 1 and 2. Genesis 18, 1 and 2. Now it says this. The Lord, now that's singular. Okay, the Lord, singular, appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Okay, so now the Lord, which is a singular term in Hebrew, appeared to Abraham. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. You ever noticed that before? Have you ever cared? The Lord appeared to Abraham, singular form, and yet when Abraham looked up, he saw three men standing nearby. To me, it's just interesting that the Lord appeared to Abraham as three distinct, separate forms, but only one word is used for him, and that is Lord. When we go to the 16th through the 18th verses, this is what we read. When the men, that's plural, three forms but one God, when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him." Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What does it say? And all what? All nations on earth will be blessed through him. So question this morning, will just Jewish people be blessed through him? Will just Christian people be blessed through him? Christian people who recognize and believe in the Messiah. So who are going to be blessed through Abraham? All nations. The Gospel of John puts it like this. For God so loved what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Another Old Testament, a small prophet, Joel. Joel 2:28, if you want to write it down and look it up later, says this. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. There is one God, there is one human family, which is why the commission of Jesus was to go and make disciples of... Say it, come on, y'all know it. Now I got to get in the rhythm here because you just totally threw me off. There is one God, there is one human family, which is why the commission of Jesus was to go and make disciples of... all nations. You see, Jesus wants to establish a counter-cultural community of people on planet Earth that will demonstrate the love and the unity of God. Did you know that that is what the church is supposed to be? The church is supposed to be a counter-cultural community of people that was not placed on earth to criticize, not placed on earth to judge, but to demonstrate the unity God wants to bring about in healing the family of God. I know it's long, but I really want us to read this. Let's do it together. A counter-cultural community of people that was not placed on earth to criticize and judge, but to demonstrate the unity God wants to bring about in healing the family of God. That is huge. That is what the church is about. And it says it throughout our scripture. And how so many miss it, I don't understand. Christian missionaries, Trinitarian missionaries, don't go out to kill or terrorize their enemy. They go out without guns. They go out without defense. And they go out to give their lives to those who don't believe so they may come to know the love of God through Jesus Christ. Amen? Isn't that incredible? Why is our understanding of God so important? Because God wants to be who He is through you and me. Are you catching on about that this morning? God wants to be who He is through you and me. The second characteristics we see in the Trinity is a God who celebrates diversity. The Trinity is one God, but three distinct persons. I don't know how this can be. We cannot understand the infinite, but the Father is not the Son. Remember, when the Son was on earth, He prayed to the Father, and I grant you, He was not praying to Himself. He was not talking to Himself. The Son is not the Father. The Father is not the Spirit is not the Son. Jesus said when He was hanging on the cross, "My God, why have You forsaken Me?"